This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
You are with Sam and Duncan on Sydney's Hope 103.2, back for 2021. But I believe, Duncan, that you have something you'd like to share.
I do, mate. Every journey has a starting point and a finishing point, you know, and the best journeys are filled with, you know, unexpected twists and turns, and the really good adventures are the ones that push you right to the very limit of what you thought was possible. And when that happens, oftentimes glorious moments are revealed, and you never thought they were possible unless you kind of boldly stepped in and were willing to start. I reckon really good journeys leave you with fond memories, the kind that bring a little wry smile to the corner of your mouth and remind you that it's not just the joy of the trip, but also the point of the ending. I love great, great journeys because they leave you with in-jokes, you know, like bro marks and real heroes of Hopeland and our best buddies on a Friday, Cecil and Percy, and poems that you write every Tuesday. And there are things that range from the sublime, like the thousands of eye operations that we've seen happen and the hundreds of kids that went to camp, to the insane moments where, yep, Sam and I really are that good at private investigations. I think the best journeys leave us
not wanting for it ever to end. And we wish that they could keep going, but we cry when it's over. And sadly, this is one of those stories with an end to a very wonderful, breathtaking and sublime journey. Sammy, buddy, I poured my heart out into this job for the last 4.5 years. But I'm exhausted, I'm spent, and I'm finished. And I'm so very, very thankful to you, Hopeland, for making this one of the most wonderful, overjoyed and blessed moments of my life. It has been an absolute honour and privilege serving you, Hopeland. But it's time for this Dawn Treader to say farewell. Sam, from the bottom of my heart, buddy, you have been the absolute best co-host any human could ever ask for. You are humble, you are witty, you are brilliant, and you're the most precious and dear human I've ever, ever met.
I didn't bring the tissues.
It's okay, man. I'm rubbing it on my sleeve. I love you, man.
You too, buddy.
To you, Georgia, you are wise beyond your years. You are talented like I've never seen in another human. And most days, I'm convinced that God blessed us with another unicorn to replace the unicorn that keeps getting pregnant.
Allie.
The unicorn that keeps getting pregnant. I am beyond thankful for you. You've been a part of this journey with me from the beginning. The Viking Queen, you are an ocean of positivity, a mountain of encouragement, and a never-ending tide of support. Hopeland, this has been an honour. Thank you, but come this Friday, it's time for me to say farewell.
Now, look, we're getting a lot of texts in already. People are stunned. No, you can't leave. It has been a pleasure listening to you on my way to work every morning. Good luck in the future from Greg. Charlene. Shocked face. You need to do what you need to do, but I'll miss having you invade my morning airwaves. I guess there's two big questions, I think, that come out of this, Duncan. I hope you don't mind if I ask these.
Yeah, go for it.
First one is, what made you decide to leave Hope Breakfast?
There's a certain attrition that a 3:50 a.m. start every morning plays on my body emotionally, physically. And the people who wear the brunt of that most are my family. Mm. And during the Christmas vacation, I was just reminded of how much of a better father and husband I am when I'm not working those hours and when I'm not being managed by my family. And it was strange. What Sarah said was so true. We had a very different holiday and it was pretty low key. And most of us spent time at home. And I think the more time I spent at home, the more time I realized I like this version of me than the radio version of me. And so that was a lot of what went into the decision.
Yeah. And I think that's that's very commendable of you, because I know how much you love this job.
I adore it.
And I know how much you love Hope Land and everything here. The other question people are going to be wondering is, what are you going to do next?
Well, it's a well-known fact that I'm not very good at planning these things. I don't have anything to go to. There is possibilities of doing pastoral stuff. There's possibilities of doing other things, but I'll probably take a few weeks to figure out what it is I'm going to say yes to. Mm. Obviously, you can find me on Facebook. You can find me on social media, and you can follow me there because there are some podcasty things that I want to have a crack at. But that's it's all nebulous right now. My suggestion is if you're keen to know what I'm up to, follow me on Facebook, follow me on Instagram, and I'll make sure you're kept in the loop.
I'll find you on the door at Terry Hill's Bunnings in a few months' time.
I've already got the apron.
I just think that's a perfect gift for you. So no, I'm kidding. Look, the text line is open today, and over the next few days, we're going to do a bit of a Duncan Robinson farewell tour all the way to Friday, and we're going to send you off in style on Friday morning because you deserve it. You've done so much for this this Hopeland community, and we're going to miss you dearly. Very, very much.
Thank you, mate. I'm going to miss you guys too.
I hope you were seated for that announcement.
I've got a full box of tissues, so I'm ready.
Good. I should have brought them. I'm like the best man here. I'm meant to provide those things.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.